Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along everyone to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're looking ahead to the Punchestown card on this edition of the preview, and you'll hear it all live on William Hill's Racing Radio with Gordon Brown, Andy Holding and Will Smith in the studio. And joining me on the line now is Andy Holding to take a look at some of the action this morning. How are you this morning, Andy?
Very well. A bit better than I was yesterday. Anyway, I was suffering with a streaming cold, but it seems to have abated somewhat.
All right. Oh, that's good news. Pretty big field today at Punchestown. Plenty to go at.
Yeah, there was this time. Actually, I remember this card. Very difficult to find winners, if I remember right. But yeah, very much quantity rather than quantity, quality today, other than the Mayor's race, where Little King Robin bids to continue a fantastic run for Colin Bow and Connections. But yeah, some of the other handicaps later on the day look 6-7 on the field jobbies.
Yeah, absolutely. Some tricky stuff. We'll dive straight in then to the action. The first race of the day at Punchestown comes up at 2:05, and it's Getting Late that leads the market for this two-mile maiden hurdle. That's a 2-1 shot. Investment Success is 9-4. 9-2, Merry Westerner. Cave Hampshire is 15-2, and it's 10s or bigger the rest. Who stands out in this first one?
Well, I quite like Merry Westerner here, particularly as we can back the hills each way. And there aren't that many that you can fancy strongly. These main hurdles in Ireland often fall to those at the top end of the market. The cream should, in theory, rise to the top. He's already had a run over hurdles. It was on his debut. That was at Garran when his jumping wasn't a problem. It was just the fact that he needed the run on very bad ground because he travelled quite well, turning into the home straight before getting very tired. His subsequent two performances in bumpers have suggested that he's very much improved and going the right way. Indeed, he won his last race at Limerick over the Christmas period when he stayed on very powerfully in the latter stages to win in the style of a horse that he's definitely got a future. And now he goes back over hurdles with those runs under his belt. He should be a bit more fitter. You know, he looks as though he should take a very strong hand in this particular race, particularly now he's dropping back down to 2 miles. The favourite, Investment Success, not 100% convinced about him. I thought he travelled quite well the other day at Cork. He had an uncontested lead, but he got readily brushed aside in the latter stages by Von Delaconte. So I just couldn't back him at a short price. Getting Late would be a much more viable proposition. He caught the eye the other day down in Thurles when staying on through beaten horses under a very tender ride to finish fourth in half a decent maiden hurdle. I'd expected a lot more of him today, particularly from a stable in good form at the moment. Of course, Kitten Rock won the Red Mills trial the other day, so I think he's going to be a major danger to my selection. But Merry Westerner, 9-2 with William Hill this morning. That looks a decent each-way bet to start off the card.
Okay, Merry Westerner in the first then for Andy. Next up, we have another maiden hurdle at 2:35, 2.5 miles the trip for this one. And Oscar Knight leads the way at 11-8. It's 11-4 for Boris DeBlay. It's 5s about inch rise. Flight Plan is 7-1, 8-1 for Undressed. 12s are bigger than the rest. Another JP McManus favourite here, Andy. How are you playing this one?
Yeah, another one I'm not totally convinced about. And that, for that reason, I'm not prepared to take a short price about Oscar Knight. I think he's probably the best horse in the race ability-wise, but his reluctance to get the job done and seal the deal has very much been his problem of late. I thought he was going to win two starts back at Fairy House when he sauntered into the lead in the hands of McCoy, adding for Rath Patrick to out-battle him in the latter stages. And he did exactly the same time. He's done exactly the same thing last time over today's course and distance when going better than Total Recall, going down to the last. He did make a bad jump at the last, which knocked him out of his stride, but that said, he didn't find as much as expected on the running. Both of those two bits of form would be good enough to win a maiden hurdle, but like I say, until he goes and does it and gets his head in front and shows that propensity to seal the deal, then I just don't want to be backing him at 11-8, whereas Boris DeBlay, the second favourite, you know, could be a much more straightforward proposition. I like the way he moved the other day in that Fairy House race won by Fine Theatre, who incidentally I think could make up into a good long-term chasing prospect for Paul Nolan. The third horse gives that form a good deal of ballast. That's Altipix, who's been running quite well in main hurdles throughout the winter. And being a three-mile point-to-point winner at Drumahain, this horse obviously doesn't lack for stamina either. So if it comes to sort of gloves off in the latter stages, then I'll turn to be with Boris de Blay, and he's a much more enticing price as well at 11-4. So let's go with the second favourite here in the shape of Alan Fleming's Boris de Blay.
Boris de Blay then in the 2.35 for Andy. Next up, we have the best race of the day on the card at Punchestown up at 3.10. This one at 2.5 mile mare's hurdle. And Little King Robin is the 6-4 favourite. 3-1 for Anna Le Fay. Jenny's Jewel is 7-2. 6-1 for Beta Isles. Rock on the Moor is 9-1. It's 25s bar those. Little King Robin back against the mares here after a couple of grade one tries. Conceding weight all round though today. But could you be with her today?
Well, it all depends how fit she is after that layoff. We know that she was in great form throughout the autumn period when Colin Bowe just kept running her week in, week out while she was well. But that pause at refreshes sometimes just takes an edge off a horse, and it may just take a while for this horse to get back into top gear. What races they've got in mind for this horse, who knows? Maybe something at the Fairy House, up-and-coming Easter Festival or something like the Punchestown Festival, probably. I don't think this horse will be at Cheltenham, but what we do know about this horse is that she's taken Irish racing by storm in the last 6 months or so. She's got a great attacking front-running style that lights up the crowd, and she jumps really slickly as well. She's going to get up into a big early lead, and it all depends whether she's got the stamina to hang out here. I definitely think she's best at 2 miles. I know she has won over today's distance, 2.5, but that was in a much weaker race than this. And it all depends if she can shake off the rest of the field. You've got the likes of Anna Leafe, Jenny's Jewel, Baz DeLee, and of course Rock on the Moor, all coming here in reasonable form, having showed decent bits of quality in graded races of late. And of those, I think Jenny's Jewel is probably the most reliable. With that outrunners going to post, again, another horse that you can pick each way around about the 4-1 mark. Hard to see her finishing out the frame here, Jenny's Jewel. I know she's been on the deck in her last two runs, but one of them was an uncharacteristic tumble over hurdles two starts ago when she seemed to be in the process of justifying 7-4 favouritism. Back over fences last time out, we'd also have to give her that tumble as well. She's got a great record around Punchestown. Her form figures bar that full read, 2-4-2-2-2. So it's difficult for sort of to get her out the frame here. And like I say, with just that little vulnerability about the favourite, now having run for the best part of 3 months, I'll take Jenny's Jewel each way to cause a little bit of a surprise in that mare's only conditions race.
OK, Jenny's Jewel in that one. And next up at 3.40, we have a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. Bog War is the 6-1 favourite. TB Broker is 13-2. It's 8-1, Jonathan Wild, 9-1, Canova, and double-figure prices the rest of the field. Fairly open-looking handicap here, Andy. Who gets the selection?
Yeah, I'll take a chance with Bog War. The chance I'm taking is that Liam Cusack has got this horse fit enough to do self justice after a four-month layoff. And it was that run at Gowan that really does catch the eye. I like the way this horse moved into the race towards the back end without being unduly punished. It was almost a bit of a fact-finding mission, if I'm being truthful. First run in a handicap to see kind of like what they'd gotten. On the evidence of what we saw that day, there's every indication that this horse can be very competitive for mark of 88. Several in these are a bit of an unknown quantity. Obviously, TB Broker managed to win for the first time last time out. Whether she's good enough to follow up, heaven only knows. We've got Olga Castle, who also, similar to my selection, hasn't run for quite a while, but that run behind Groody Hill and Barely Legal reads quite well on paper. And there's several of these having either their first run under rules, like Grey Brief for a while, or horses that have got headgear on for the first time, like Alan Warrior. So it's a race I haven't got a particularly strong view on. I'll definitely treat this race quite tentatively. But Bog War is a selection each way around about the 6-1 mark.
OK, Bog War in that one for Andy then. Next up on the card, coming up at 4.10, we have a mare's maiden hurdle run over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. And it's, we bet like this, Queen's Wild is the 7-4 favourite. Kimmins Way is 7-2, 5-1 for Luff Lass. Why Not Thistle is 11-2, 7-1 for Dandad's Lucy. Blodge is 8-1, Queen Mebda is 8-1. It's 12s bar those. Again, quite a competitive race here, albeit fairly low grade. Who gets the selection?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Queen's Wild here. Sam, I quite like the way she finished off her race last time at Fairy House in the hands of today's pilot, Ruby Walsh, who once again, as I said, gets the leg up. I think you'll probably know her a little bit better as well. It was the first time he rode this filly. And he probably left her with her just a little bit too much to do on that occasion. I think she'll be ridden a little bit more handily today. And if that's the case, then she should be a good deal more proactive at the business end. I'd certainly respect Kymin's way, albeit she's a very difficult horse to win with. She's only ever won once in her career, and that was in a bumper back in 2013. But she was runner-up in this race last year at 16-1 when she chased down a horse in the first-time blinkers. And she's got a very good record here at the track. That was not the first time that she'd finished placed here at Punchestown. So do keep an eye on Kymin's way, and for those of an each-way persuasion, would probably look towards her around about the 4-5-1 mark. Not many others can be fancied. I know Why Not Thistle's got that good run technically next to her name in a Grade 3, but I think she was a bit flattered by that. There was a couple of horses that fell at the third last. And I think she probably would have finished 5th or 6th or even 7th. I think, like I say, that 4th position is a bit of a red herring. And there's not that many beyond that I'm really enticed by. So Queen's Wild with Ruby Walsh on board. For the inform, Edward Doherty, whose horses are going in great guns at the moment, gets the vote there in the 4.10.
Queen's Wild then in the 4.10 for Andy. We'll move then to the penultimate race of the day up at 4.40. A handicap hurdle over 2.06. And it's Sam and Tom, who is a 3-1 favourite, 9-2, best of three. Oscar Sam is 11-2, 9-1, Duty Dance. Tens bar those. Who gets the pick in this 4.40?
Yeah, Sam and Tom's obviously been the rage already this morning. One or two punters are quick to take advantage of a potential very leaning handicap mark. Of course, this horse won off a mark of 88 last week. And only got £4 higher to carry. And the way it won, obviously, many believe that it's a formality this horse will follow up again. But one thing I did notice last week when covering the Thurless card and doing the review afterwards, all the front runners were dominating that day. So I think it was a huge advantage to be out in front and clear of the choppy waters in behind. Not that many horses got involved with any of the races from the back of the field. So I do think it was slightly, not fortunate, but had a huge track advantage that day. So whether we can justify that victory against a bigger field over a different track on a different day would be very much open to question. So at 3-1, Sam and Tom, to me anyway, makes very little appeal. I'll probably put a couple of horses up against him, two horses that run the track really well. And both won at this subsequent meeting last year. Duty Dance and Tipped Up Harry were both winners over today's course and distance. And of course, Tipped Up Harry won this corresponding race last year. Tipped Up Harry doesn't win very often. He's a bit of an oxo horse, but on his days he proved that 12 months ago he can be very useful. And he does come here off the back of several encouraging efforts so far this season, including a win at Fairy House. Duty Dance, he managed to win quite well last time out. She's a strong traveller and she's proven her versatility by winning over 2 miles last time out. She's back up to a distance which in theory is more in keeping with her profile. So at 9-1 she also certainly rattles my cage anyway. So Duty Dance and Tipped Up Harry at 9-1 and 14-1 respectively. I'm going to go against Sam and Tom in that 4.40.
Okay, fair enough. Couple of selections then for Andy in the penultimate race of the day. We'll move then to the final race from Punchestown on Wednesday. This one comes up at 5.10, a 2 mile bumper. And Jet is the 4-5 favourite here, half brother to Jeski. Looks the obvious one. Can he be taken on with anything?
Well, you'd have to keep an eye on the market and respect the likes of Disco Chain Gang and indeed Turbo Jet. Two of which, of course, haven't set foot on a racetrack before. Disco, of course, an informal non-meets camp with Nina Carberry on board. And Chain Gang as well, representing Alan Fleming. He's got several powerful horses to run early on in the card. And that Finney Maguire, who's riding him, son of Adrian, of course, is creating a real name for himself at the moment, riding quite a few nice bumper horses as well. So that's an interesting jockey booking. But I'm going to have to go with Jet. I was really impressed with his performance first time out when he looked as though he needed the run. That day behind the horse of Willie Mullins, is it just had a little bit more streetwise know-how for him on that particular occasion. But he wasn't unduly knocked about by Mark Fahey Jet. He certainly looked after him later on up the hill, on the ground, which probably was a little bit too soft for him. And hopefully he'll come on with enough sort of improvement to get himself off the mark. Like I say, he's a brother to Jetson and Jetski, the two stable stars for Jessica Harrington. And there's high hopes that this horse will follow exactly in the same hoofprints of those two illustrious stars.
Okay, and Jet in the last of the day for Andy. If you could just spin us through, please, one more time, your 7 selections for Punchestown on Wednesday afternoon.
Well, do, Sam. Yeah, first race, I quite like the chances of Merry Westerner. Certainly prepared to back him each way around about the 9-2 mark. In the 2.35, I'll go against the favourite here. I'm not totally convinced about him in a finish as of yet. And for that reason, I'll go with Boris de Blay, the second favourite. All eyes will be on Little King Robin. She bids to continue the good work early on in the season in that mare's conditions race. But at the odds, I quite like Jenny's Jewel from an each-way perspective. And the 340, Trapiel handicap there, but I quite like the chances of Bogwar. He hasn't run for 138 days, but there's a good deal to like about that run back in October, if he can build on it. In the 410, Timing's Way was second in the race last year, and he's sure to go well. But I'm going to have to be with Ruby Walsh's horse in this race, Queen's Wild, who caught the eye with a late finish last time out of Fairy House. Two against the field in the 440. Two horses that scored at this corresponding meeting last year. Tipped Up Harry along with Duty Dance. And in the final race, Jet was a real eye-catcher first time out in a good race at Leopardstown. And hopefully he can put a one next to that too.
Okay, there we are then. The thoughts of Andy Holding ahead of the action at Punchestown on Wednesday. And you can join Andy in the William Hill Racing Radio studio alongside Gordon Brown and Will Smith for all of today's action. Thank you for joining me this morning on the preview, Andy, and good luck today.
Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.